She's Mary Kay Cabot. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How was the pickleball?
Yeah. Do you have your own racket?
I do have my own racket at home. I have never used it. The first time I ever played pickleball was down here, but it was fun, except for the fact that I dove for a ball that someone put some spin on, and I took quite the little spill. So I've got a boo-boo on my knee.
Oh.
You all right?
Yes, I do.
Can we out the overly competitive media member on the other side, or were they a part of the Browns?
Yeah.
We were playing doubles at the time, and there are some very, very competitive media members, but I got to play in the championship game, so I was excited about that.
Mary Kay, your answer, I just want you to know, your answer so far has now qualified you as a head coach in the NFL by not outing the other person. Well done. Well done.
Well, it's complicated. Let me just say that it's complicated.
All right, fair enough.
That is fair. That is fair. You've been down there for not quite a week. How's it gone from a practice standpoint, from a watching the team come together standpoint? What's jumped out?
You know, it's gone okay. The thing about these practices down here so far is a lot of them have been in the ramp-up period. So there hasn't been a practice yet where they've put on the pads and practiced at a high level of intensity. That is going to happen tomorrow. They did put on the pads the other day, but it was just a ramp-up pad, get acclimated to your pads. They did all individual drills or all position drills except for a kickoff period and then some conditioning at the end. And part of that may have been because they had to move it down to the turf fields because of rain. So two of the days were marred by rain and thunderstorms, but they're still getting good work in. You can still glean some things. I've, of course, been watching a whole bunch of Deshaun Watson and trying to see how he looks and how he's coming along. But other than that, you know, we really haven't seen those practices yet where they're getting in 11-on-11s and you're getting a good idea of the football team that you're going to see on September 8th.
I know, based on everything you just said, this might be a hard question, but how concerned are you about the offensive line and injuries and what this offensive line might look like and trying to get guys back from injury? And what if you ask, like, let me ask you, on your level of concern of success, where does that offensive line sit moving forward?
I think they're going to be absolutely fine. They have everybody intact on the offensive line except for left tackle right now. And they'll be able to find someone to man that left tackle spot by the time September 8th rolls around. So I think they're pretty intact there, and they should be fine. That's the only issue. And you've got Jed Wills and Jack Conklin coming back off of their knee injuries. And I think one of those guys should be ready, at least one of those guys should be ready to play left tackle on September 8th.
Who do you think is going to be the guy who's the odd man out at the tackle spots, Mary Kay? Is it Conklin just because of age and injury history?
You know, I think they're probably, because of injuries, all going to get an opportunity to play. They might have to platoon a little bit here or there, but because of the health issue, I don't think it's going to be a factor to have a surplus at the position. Last year, they got down to their fourth and fifth offensive tackles, and they were lucky to have some good ones and some depth. So I don't think they're too worried about having a surplus there. I think they're more, you know, just happy about the fact that they have a couple of guys that can fill in.
Mary Kay, do you think they keep 9 guys? Is it 10 guys at that spot? You know, have a backup basically for every position on the line?
I think so. They'll go heavy on the offensive line, knowing that they're going to have to do some rotating and some filling in, and that they've got these injuries that they have to deal with. So they will. They'll probably go a little bit extra there.
Mary Kay, I'm torn on Nick Chubb. Like, I'm just excited that he's out there. I think that's a win. I think, you know, anytime you can see him around the team, that's a positive. You saw his video like last week or 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I was super excited about that. And then you start wondering if they put him on the PUP to start the season, is he out for the first 4 games? And, you know, because he's there now, I'm torn. Like, I was like, well, look, if they don't put him on the PUP to start the season, that means he can play game 3 or 4. And Keith and I had this big argument about this the other day, that he's like, Why would you do that? You got to play a 17-game season, and if you think he's going to have to miss one or two games in the beginning, you might as well let him miss the first four and make sure he's totally healthy. Well, how do you think they're going about this? How do you think Nick's going about it?
Well, I think it will all come down to how he passes some of his tests, how he looks when he's out there. And I've been writing this since before we all came down here, and that is, if he gets activated off of PUP at some time during this training camp, and maybe sometime, you know, within the next week or two, then they are holding out the possibility that he can play in one of those first four games. And if he can do that, of course, you would like to have him be able to do that. I think it would be worth, you know, the extra roster spot and worth what it would take to keep him viable for those games. So we'll see how it goes. It looked to me the other day in watching him run and cut that he should be able to get in some limited practice time during training camp. So they'll err on the side of caution with Nick, I'm sure, but they also would love to have him available.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Greenbrier Browns practicing in West Virginia. Amari Cooper, when he spoke with everybody, Mary Kay said, okay, I'm content, I'm here, we're good to go. I wonder if he feels the same way now that DJ Moore has signed a long-term deal for $82 million guaranteed. Do you think the Amari situation is over, done with for the year? Is this okay? And do you think he has a long-term future here?
Well, I actually do think that he has a long-term future here because Andrew Berry talked about the fact that if he stays here for another 1.5 years, that that's the longest he will have been anywhere. So for him to speak like that, I really think that it means that they would like Amari to be around, and they have tremendous affinity for Amari and vice versa. So I'm sure in the course of these contract talks to get him in this season, they probably have at least broached the subject of a long-term deal with him or a longer-term deal with him. Now, again, he's 30 years old. He'll be 31 next summer. So you have to think about those kinds of things. But they can start talking extension at any point right now and do a longer-term deal. They can wait till around the trade deadline when some things get done, and they can also wait until after the season or at any point before he becomes a free agent or even, again, after that. So there are ways to keep Amari here, and I think that the goal is to do that as long as he hasn't lost a step this year, and I don't think he has.
Mary Kay, why was it important for the first words out of Kevin's mouth when this thing started was that he's calling the plays? Why was it important just to get that out of the way to end the drama? Or what? Why do you think that was like, this is what I need to tell everybody, this is what's going on? And what does it mean that he's calling the plays?
I think he wanted to end the drama and just kind of put it to rest and not have it be this lingering thing that was out there getting asked about all the time. So I think that it was that more than anything. He just got to the point where it was time to make a decision on that. They're going to have to be out there in preseason games very soon, and there was no reason to drag that out any longer. And I think that I do think that it was the right decision for many, many reasons. I wrote a column about it outlining a number of those reasons, and you know, just including the fact that he's got more experience than Ken Dorsey, and this also gives Ken Dorsey a chance to really hone in and spend a lot of time, one-on-one time with Deshaun Watson in a year in which I really think he needs that kind of attention.
With that thought in mind, you know, Ken kind of made his reputation as an offensive coordinator working with Cam Newton, then working with Josh Allen, both of whom are 6'5", 6'6" for Cam, 250 pounds or so. Deshaun's a different kind of quarterback, different size quarterback, a little different style quarterback. How do you think that translates? And what do you think Ken is looking for out of Deshaun as opposed to the two guys he's really made his mark with in the NFL?
Well, I think there are some similarities. Obviously, those guys are bigger, and there are plenty of differences, too. But I think there are enough similarities in terms of mobility, arm strength, toughness, and those kinds of things that there will be some carryover in how he coached Cam and Josh. And I think that Deshaun loves that about Ken. So I think that's going to be good for him. And then they're using some concepts, of course, that he coached Josh Allen with. And that, you know, that includes some of the New England drop back spread RPO concepts. So I think you'll see a number of things like that. And so, yeah, I don't think he's reinventing the wheel here. I think he is just sort of adjusting that sort of stuff for Deshaun.
I don't want to have to look at backup quarterbacks all year, but let's look at them now. How's Jameis? How's DTR? How's Tyler Huntley? Anybody jumping off the page?
Well, everyone looks like they're really doing a nice job. It's nice to see DTR out here practicing and throwing the ball well after what he went through all season with his hip injury all off season. And so that's been good. Tyler Huntley, he's been very, very active. Jameis threw a nice deep ball yesterday, completed a post route, and he's been doing a nice job. So they're all looking good, and there are going to have to be some decisions to be made, because will they keep three quarterbacks on the roster? Will somebody land on the practice squad? Will a team need a quarterback and come and trade for a Tyler Huntley? That could possibly happen. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to get a late round pick for someone like that. So I do think that, you know, that's one area to keep an eye on as we move forward here. But so far, it looks pretty good. Jameis has been great for the room. Jameis has been great for the psyche of the other quarterbacks. He's helping to mentor Deshaun, and that's worked out really well.
Mary Kay, year two then at the Greenbrier? Are we looking at a year three, or will Andrew Berry do like Nick Caserio is doing with the Texans, moving them to university schools? That means the Browns are going to have to move to Bel Air, Maryland, to go have there so they can go to his high school and practice. You feel like they're back at the Greenbrier next year?
You know, I don't know yet. I haven't heard any rumblings about that. I'll probably have a better idea on that by tomorrow, I would guess. But they do love it here. The sports complex is really set up nicely for a team to come in, you know, from a medical standpoint, from a field standpoint, from just the, you know, the field house standpoint. So it's an easy place to hold a training camp. And I wouldn't be surprised if they would be back at some point.
Mary Kay, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care of that knee.
Sure. I will.
No more pickleball for you. You're done.
None.
All right. I did play ping pong last night. That's a little safer.
Oh, yeah, it is better. Yeah. Mary Kay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.